So good morning, everyone. Welcome and congratulations for coming after what may have been a very vibrant sleep last night after the beautiful zikr led by Sheikh Sufi. So let's begin with the invocation. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Welcome, you. Yeah. So morning time is a time of ablutions, of cleansing, of waking. And often the tone that we set at the moment of waking impacts our day. We carry over the impressions from the night, from sleep, and upon waking, we may lay still, sense the feeling tone of our body, of our emotions, and perhaps recall any dreams we may have had. And then there comes a point where we choose to rise. And often, one of the first things we do is we wash ourselves. We wash the sleep from our eyes. We brush the tangles out of our hair. We smooth things for the beginning of the day. So this morning, we'll practice some ways we can wake and purify with light. So based on the practice of cleansing before prayers wudu in the Islamic tradition, we begin with the hands. And we place in our hands, we can feel the awareness of the weight of our hands as we hold them and sense the relationship of our body through our hands in particular to the earth. Yet also with the open hands, we can feel the palpably the atmosphere around them. And what is that atmosphere charged with light? Some visible, some not visible. The cosmic rays are passing through our body, even in the depth of night. And ultimately, these practices are to awaken ourselves to our true condition, which is that we are a being of light. A being of light in which, Pirvalayat would say, the first level of condensation or crystallization comes into the aura, the light body, and within that, the electromagnetic field, and within that, the physical body. So it's like a nesting of Russian dolls. And it's a different way of looking at ourselves as a being of light than thinking we need to produce light to become like a star. Rather, we're born of the stars. We're created of the very fabric of light. It's waking to that that we have the opportunity to do in the morning or at any time. So we feel palpably the presence of light as our physical bodies, as the electromagnetic field that pulses in our bodies. We can feel the beat of the heart, the livingness of our body, the tingling of our cells. And ultimately, sensing the way light pours forth from our hands. From our hands and into our hands. So we can imagine doing this in the presence of the early rays of the sun. Already the sun is high in the sky, but we can use our imagination to experience the light, the sort of chill, the transition of light from during dawn. And with our hands raised, we begin with the invocation, the Bismillah, invoking the one God, the one whose names are mercy and compassion. So we'll say that three times as Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And then feeling the light cupped in the right hand, just wash it over the hand by rotating the wrist three times, feeling the hand, the right hand, purified with light. And the light of the external sun and the light of the sun that is ever present. And then taking the right hand and passing it lightly over the left hand three times, washing it with light. Cupping the right hand, taking light in on the breath toward the mouth, and exhaling three times, washing the mouth with light. Beginning the day with a clean tongue, with a clear breath. And then the same, but using the left hand through the nostrils, inhaling light, exhaling light, inhaling light, exhaling light, inhaling light, exhaling light, letting it travel up through the nostrils into the brain, into the interior cavities of the body. And then again with the right hand and the left hand together, washing the eyes with light, that all that comes before us in this day be seen with the depth of clear sight. And then over the head and in through the ears, that all we may hear we recognize is coming from the one light, the source of light. Around the back of the neck, and then the right arm up to the elbow, that all we do in the day is blessed with the clearest of intentions of light to the left arm. And down to the feet, to the right, that our footsteps walk the path of light, taking us unswervingly toward our goal. Coming back with the hands raised, we'll repeat again 3 times, Bismillah Ir Rahman Ir Rahim. 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 And joining together in the Sufi invocation of Inayat Khan, toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. So light, like love and life, inshallah, knows no boundaries. And there are degrees of light. So the light that we've used to cleanse ourselves, which can be done in the light of the sun, is both, let's say, physical in that sense of showing up as energy. Light is energy. Light is, as it's visible on the electromagnetic spectrum, or can be detected in that way. And yet there's this other dimension of light which we know, which is somewhat elusive to our current science, and that is light as intelligence, as consciousness, as that field from which consciousness arises. Murshid says consciousness happens when intelligence is confronted with an object, but when the consciousness withdraws from the object, it resorbs in its ground of pure intelligence. And we know there's intelligence certainly within our bodies, because our bodies function more or less well. But function, there are many functions of our body that occur without our direct command. We can modulate certain functions of the body, most particularly the breath, but also the heartbeat. But we don't say, okay, let's get together and digest this food. It just happens from the intelligence of the cells of the body. So similarly, within us, there are plexes or plexi that in the neurological configurations that come together that support physically what the mystics have known as subtle centers. So we can also purify our bodies with intention, with prayer, with practice. With opening to what is, recognizing that our active will, jahada, is in coming to awareness of opening to that which is, which exists within our body, brings us to place of Shahada. So Pirvalayat taught this practice called the rainbow body of light. And in it, he would bring our attention to, and we can do this, to the subtle centers of the body and to the vibratory level of those centers as they exist and commune with the physical centers of our body. And there is a component for each of these. It's this morning we'll use the seven centers that are aligned with the yogic practice, although we know there are subtle centers in the left breast and the right breast and in the nafs. And so this practice can be extended to those centers. But the analogy that I'd like us to become aware of this morning is the way that within our subtle centers we live in these seven heavens, these seven planes of light. We're like a microcosm of the inner world that is the macrocosm. So we'll begin at the base of the spine and we'll invoke through prayer, supplication, through intention, through vibration, through awareness, through the word Nur, Yanur, seven times in the base of the spine, which is the throne. It's the place where our bodies touch the earth, extended through our feet. But it is that base of the spine that holds the connection and in which we sit. We sit in our throne. So we'll begin with Nur seven times. Yanur. 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 You can bring your breath to that center. and sense how it responds. To our awareness, and in that response, we may have a feeling. We always think that light is that which we see. Yes, and light is also felt. We feel light. So perhaps the response comes as an inner vision or a sound or a feeling sense or a vibratory sense. And we may become more aware of what's happening in the lower extremities of our body. So then let's move to the second center, which is located in the body in the curve of the lumbar spine. Within, and that subtle center governs the reproductive organs and is also a root of creativity and of intention. We are producing from this center, and so we draw our attention to it. And through our attention, notice its how light presents itself in that subtle center. So we'll invoke this Yanur in this center. So we also know that the light is also vibration. So actually sound and light are much more closely related than we may think. And so when we think of the rainbow body, we think of vibration and coloration. And beginning with the longest waves of light, the red end of the spectrum in the throne, in the lowest center, and slightly lightened or brightened with a coloration that is more like the deep orange of the sunset. It reveals itself often when there are particulates in the air. That coloration, the vibration of that color of light. And so with this center we can think, what are we producing today? What will come forth from our life force? Then we can move our awareness and intention to the solar plexus, which is in the Sufi understanding the depths of the heart. It's also a subtle center which receives both from within and from without. You know, if you ever experience or when you experience strong emotions, they hit you in what we say the gut. It's in this solar plexus area, which is large, very large, contains the inner organs below the diaphragm and touches the tip of the nerve center. So it also is the portal, the Sufis call the No Khwaja Abad, for that which arises from within. So for a moment, let's watch our breath, and as we inhale, draw up from within that center instead of taking air from outside in. And the color we might associate with this center is a fiery orange. And the essence of the center is a source of great power. And also great subtlety. And so with our breath, we can actually soothe emotions that arise in this bottom of our heart, so to speak, by drawing that light up from within, blessing it with our awareness and intention, and soothing watching the waters of the lake still, so to speak. So we'll invoke Nur 7 times in this center, invoking the awakening of the natural intelligence. Ya Nur, Ya Nur, Ya Nur, Ya Nur, Ya Nur. And moving up to the heart center in the center of the chest behind the breastbone. It's like the dot in the middle of the circle, the dot which has no limitation to its smallness or its largeness. And similarly, the circumference of the circle, which has no ultimate limitation of its size. And from the heart, from the center of the heart, it's like a sun where from the solar plexus with the fire, the center of the heart becomes light and radiates in all directions, and the color that's associated with it is gold. And the vibration of that color is finer still. So the coloration, the wavelength of the coloration begins to shorten and energize, and it is in a sense, in these seven centers, the very center of our being, our heart. So we'll invoke Nur here seven times. And the question we might pose to ourselves in tandem with the solar plexus is, how am I living in my heart? How am I living in my heart? I once met a man who, when he greeted others, he looked directly at the heart center. Heart first, and then with great reverence, and then to the eyes. This was Hamzaldeen, a great musician. How palpable, how present is our heart to us, its natural intelligence, its light. Then moving up to the center, where the atlas, the top of the spine, meets the skull, that vertebrae that's called the atlas holds up the world and is the seat of the logo. So here we often hold a lot of tension, especially when we're meditating, sitting up, and our shoulders tend to rise, and we can take a moment to relax that area, maybe stretching and so forth a little bit. And then coming back to that, to the logos, the center, which is the root of the word that connects heaven and earth. It connects our mind with our speech, and how aware and awake are we to the connection between the two? How light is our tongue? How bright is our mind? How loving our heart? Murshid speaks of the power of the word, the power of the word to inspire, to heal, to awaken. So we'll invoke Nur here, awakening to the natural intelligence of this subtle center. Yanur, Yanur. take your own time to finish your seven invocations. And as you do, you might imagine that beautiful swath of green. So green is associated with the center, and it's there's a beautiful area out on the lawn that particularly in the sunlight is just like the emerald tablet of the alchemists, that upon which the divine word is imprinted. As above, so below. And then moving further up in the body to the third eye, to the inner eye, which can be turned within and without, the seat of the one of the seats of the witness, the shahid, witnessing takes place with the sight, also takes place with the heart. So this vision is that which reveals, which penetrates, which sees through the coverings, the veils, to the beauty that exists within creation, to the life force that is ever present. So the color that's often associated with this center is dual, both a kind of sky blue in the physical eyes, and then in the third eye, and a little higher up between the eyebrows, that deep indigo, almost black. And so a question here might be, what do I see? Who am I seeing? Who am I seeing? Who is this being? Pervolayat once said that within each object resides, if we can see it, the confluence of relationship, how that object came to be, and within that confluence of relationships, the intention of its production, of its presence. So let us invoke Nur here seven times. And then in the crown center, you know, babies are born with this center wide open, even in the skull. And it's still open. There's that place where the plates of the skull come together, and it's sensitive. And its natural state is receptive to the spiritual hierarchy, to those who guide us, even sometimes without our knowing or our attention or our awareness. ultimately the one and only being. And so the question here is, who am I really? And who is it that is seeing? And who is it that is speaking? And who is it that is loving and feeling and producing and resting and walking upon the earth? So the color that is often associated with this center is violet passing into an effulgence of rainbow colors, like the light of the sun as it passes through the droplets of water that rise from a fountain, that rise from the crown center. So we'll invoke Nur here 7 times. Yanur, 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 So now as we breathe, breathing in Nur and a natural exhalation. And as we breathe in, take the opportunity to review the centers that we've touched upon. And you might see them as having been ignited like the candle on our table, or awakened, fully alive and vibrant. Fully vibrant and attracting and attracted. We carry within each of these centers light, life, and love. So Pirvalayat would end this practice by bringing spirit, Kudus, into the centers. So we will invoke Kudus 11 times, and as we do, you know, envision or imagine the quickening of each of the centers as spirit passes through them from the crown back to the throne, and even into the soles of the feet. So we'll do this for no particular number of repetitions, but I'll indicate when it's time to end and bring spirit down from, I mean, directionality is just arbitrary in this sense, but into the centers in their descent. Okay. Yakadus, 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 So very gently bring the awareness back to the whole of the body. You can open your eyes when you're ready. Feel the weight of the body in the chair, the feet on the earth, the hands. Wiggle the toes and stretch the spine. And raising our hands, we'll close with the healer's prayer. And before we do, I do want to say one thing about it, because in hearing it spoken, I often hear it said in the plural. And it was given in the singular. So even though we're in group, we say me, I, my. Beloved Lord, Almighty God, through the rays of the sun, through the waves of the air, through the all-pervading life in space, purify and revivify me, and I pray, heal my body, my heart, and my soul.